Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you want to enjoy the comedy stylings of what we can only assume the Herald Sun are calling Australia's worst export, then do we have some great news. We're coming back to London and going to be at the Leicester Square Theatre on the 27th of March. We've been informed by our good friends that this is Mother's Day in the UK, so what a perfect time to do a stepdad episode in front of 400 of our good friends. So come on down as we discuss in great detail how certain fictional characters will treat our collective mums and how these fictional characters will treat their newly adopted three favourite little boys. Check the show notes for the details. Tickets are going fast. We are looking at doing another show earlier that week, so follow us on socials for all the details.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, part 4 and the finale of the Plum Light miniseries. I'm Joel Dusha.
I'm Jackson Bailey.
And I'm Joel Zammit.
The lion should not fuck the lamb. Mm. And today we're asking the important questions like, how would you survive the Ballast One experience?
Okay. Would you?
Yeah. Same question. Yeah. First of all.
Would you? What? How would you?
Same exact question.
No. Because would you survive the Ballast One experience? No.
How would you?
Now you gotta.
That's fair. Okay. No getting out of it.
Yeah.
So the Ballast One experience.
All right.
We gotta leave our town in LA or the desert.
Yeah. We are from Florida.
Where mom lives.
We moved from Florida.
A little bit of a bohemian upbringing, I assume.
The plumbing boys. We're leaving Florida for the little sleepy town of Forks.
Yeah.
Oh my god! And it's fine. Our childhood best friend Jacob is here, so that's pretty good.
Oh yeah, I forgot we knew Jacob from when we were little.
Yeah, he's all right.
We get a truck from Dad.
That's neat.
Hell yeah! Thanks for the truck, Dad.
Thanks, Dan.
Do we have to share it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're always going to the same spot, so
I just know I'm going to be in the trailer.
Well, yeah. You don't know how to drive.
Yeah, do you know how to drive?
Well, no, but you could let me in the front.
Yeah, the two drivers should probably sit near the steering wheel.
Yeah.
What if one of us falls asleep at the wheel? The other one is right there to save the day.
See? It's cold in Forks.
Wear a jumper.
Have you got a jacket?
I guess.
Well, what's the difference between being outside on that and when we go outside when we park?
Yeah.
Wind chill, I guess.
Yeah, but I always have the aircon on real high, don't I?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Okay, that seems fair.
Wear a jumper and bring a blanket on.
Yeah, come on, man. Okay.
Trust me, if it's good enough for a dog, it's good enough for you.
You don't want to be in the front. It's so chilly in there, isn't
it? This is going to be an embarrassing way to arrive at our new school.
Just cranking up the heat. Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Why is it fogging up?
It's so cold.
It's keeping us awake.
So cold. You guys are in t-shirts.
That's funny because I just would be looking through the back window into the front cabin, seeing you turn up the heater. He's not turning up the aircon at all. Sorry, he's not turning up the aircon at all. He's tricked me. Anyway,
yeah.
So we go see Dad. We're like, hey, Dad, long time no see.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we've already seen him because he gave us a truck. Oh, so long time no see from when you just gave us the truck. We're back from doing one lap of the block. It's a great truck.
Yeah, what's it like being, I don't know, a small town cop?
Is it sick, Dad?
It's pretty cool. Yeah. Can we go see a dead body?
Yeah, hey, Dad, anything fucked up happened here?
Yeah.
And he's like, this town, I'm about to be real bored in Forks, I can tell.
Yeah,
that's
100%.
What I say.
Yeah, I think this town's going to suck shit, Dad.
Does it ever get sunny here, Dad?
He's like, no, it's actually perfect for vampires.
Oh!
That's interesting.
What about werewolves?
Yeah. You're gonna be like, what about where? And I cut you off. What about worms?
Yeah, it's perfect for vampires. It's perfect for worms.
I guess, son. That's awesome.
I like to think about the worms, yeah.
Okay, then obviously, first day of school.
Yep.
And this is the next big thing.
And then we walk in front of the
three of us walk in together, Three Stooges style, trying to get through the same door. Get out of the way, get out of the way! In front of the fan, and Edward is like, oh.
I guess we're three stinky boys.
Like, we notice that, and I start crying. He thinks I smell. You do smell.
Well, before that, though, we got chatty with that clique, and they told us about the Cullens.
That's true. We see the Cullens for the first time.
We said hello, good friends, whose name I don't remember at all, except for you, Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Anna Kendrick.
Yep. Edward Cullen comes in. I'm like, what a babe. He's a babe.
Yeah.
They're like, who are these, like, porcelain-skinned maniacs?
Well, I guess if they see me, they might spit on me. I might get that lucky.
Jackson's off scurrying like a dog after them.
Maybe I'll be a rat, like a little jester man, and eat the bones of their food.
Why does everyone love them so much?
Yeah, they do nothing for me. I'm going to hang out with these clique guys.
Yeah.
Anna Kendrick seems annoying-ish, but maybe in a fun way.
Yeah.
The other people I have immediately forgotten. I have face blindness to them.
Yeah. One of them went and was in the miniseries based on that singer fan killed. It's real sad.
Yeah.
Selena?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when I try and think of the people that are surrounding Bella Swan usually, I realize I'm thinking of Katie's friends from Mean Girls. Like Kevin. Wrong movie.
Yeah, I can't think of the. It's Anna Kendrick and then a blur.
Yeah,
blur
that
of a
guy
crowd.
That I hate.
Yeah.
That's fair. We'll try and. Mike.
That does not help.
The Mike man.
Oh, that helps me.
Angela.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is it? No,
Angela. No, I remember what Angela looks like.
Yeah.
And then,
She goes on to play Selena.
Who's that? Show me Angela.
Angela is this lady.
Oh, Angela!
Yeah!
You know Angela.
I talk to Angela and Anna Kendrick and immediately forget Mike.
Yeah.
Almost forgot his name.
You know Mike. He looks like a wiener boy.
Yeah,
I hate Mike.
He's all right.
Hey, Mike, you familiar with the movie Like Mike? Because I dislike Mike.
I reckon Mike probably plays Magic the Gathering, and I reckon in high school we could do that.
That's crazy that you guys have completely left me alone in the Bella Swan experience.
I'm playing Magic the Gathering with Mike. Leave me alone.
I'm about to be hit by a car, and Edward Cullen will not save me.
Oh no, Jackson got smooshed into our truck and died.
But yeah, the Bella Swan experience is that Edward has to follow.
Well,
up with
he smells you because we're off hanging out with I forgot their names already. Angela, Mike,
Anna Kendrick. Someone else.
Is there another one? Jessica.
Jessica's
well, Anna Kendrick.
That's Anna Kendrick.
So you're in the crowd watching as I'm like, where are my friends? And then a truck comes, Edward Cullen saves my life.
Yeah, because we're late for biology class, I guess, and that's why he gets a full whiff of you.
Yeah. And I stand in front of that fan for ages trying to figure out where to sit.
Because you're hot.
Scratching
your thumb.
Lift up my shirt.
Scratching your thumb.
We come in a bit late, also standing in the fan. Yeah. Edward's like,
oh my God, when there was one of them. This, and you know, Edward just blood comes out of his nose and he throws up.
Yeah, and he runs, like, I guess we're stinky.
Oh. Jackson, look what you did.
Wait, was he into us? He's not anymore. It's probably your fault.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Teacher's like, oh, you're the new student. I'm like, why are you talking? Oh, yeah, you're a teacher. You're allowed to talk to
me.
Where should we sit? Near the window?
Yeah. What happened to that boy? He seems, is he all right?
It's funny because, like, if we're all doing Ballast One, he's like, and you'll sit there, and we're like, that's one seat.
Excuse me, teacher. I don't know if you've noticed, we're three boys.
When I see you, yeah. I just see one entity. I don't know why.
Half an ass cheek each on, like, one
and Jackson
seat.
And Jackson stands.
You lie on the floor like a fucking dog.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know how a dog sits on its stomach? Yeah, do that.
I just lie on my back in between the desk and stare at the ceiling.
I'm not learning.
I can't see the blackboard this way.
Shut up.
Yeah. That's the way you decided to lie. That's not my problem.
We get to be in, like, I guess, our lab partner is Edward, and he really does not like this.
No. The vibes from Edward are not good.
At this point,
does he hate us?
Yeah.
He wants, like, I need to be transferred. I don't want to work with the Jolson Jackson.
Yeah.
I'd say, fair enough. Like, we are annoying.
I mean, look, there are three of us.
I would be like, this would be fair enough if it had happened after the first class. Because then he heard us talking and was like, I can't sanction that. But it was straight away that he disliked us.
And so, then he gets up and leaves and asks to be transferred. Yeah. I mean, look, granted, yeah. Look, yes, it's lab partners.
Mm.
I'd be like, hey, Big Ed. And then he would say straight away, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, but Eddie. Can we call you Eddie?
Edza.
Eddie C. Mm.
Edward Gullen.
Edward G.
Yeah, mm.
The G-Man.
It's Cullen. What?
Gullen?
Like a seagull.
Yeah?
Edward, come on.
He's like a gull, right?
No. But he loves us. He's horned up the whole time.
Yeah.
No, so
you chubbed up because that's sick if you are.
He leaves. Yeah. I'm like, he was full on boners the whole time.
School boners are sick.
Yeah. Edward Gullen, he was.
he was rock hard. Yeah,
Gullen, right?
Yeah. I think it was Edward Gullen. That's funny if he's corrected us and we're like, no.
No. It's, we don't listen. Also, no, you're wrong.
That's right.
Wrong.
Cullen doesn't sound like
a
name.
We thought about it and actually it's Edward Cullen.
Cullen sounds like a name.
We thought about it and you're wrong. You're wrong. Well, what's next? What's the next?
Then we get saved by him, I think.
Which I am imagining in this situation is just an accident. He's also just standing next to us and almost gets hit by the car and stops it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you saved our lives. He's like, I really did not.
Wow, you must love us. No.
Do you want to go to prom?
No.
You've misunderstood.
But he does love us, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Ballast Swan experience.
No matter how annoying we may or may not be.
Or how Swan much is a we piece smell of like shit. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
great. Now, he loves us. We're basically like a perfume to him.
Yeah, exactly.
A horned up perfume.
You got to remember, he looks at us like a suckling pig he wants to fuck. Yeah. Okay.
We smell like fucking sexy as shit to him.
Yeah.
But also he wants to eat us.
Yeah.
He's confused. He's horny and hungry. Their wires are crossed.
So at what point does Bella clue in that he's a vampire?
Mm.
And would we also
after the cut? So I think she's already been like, something's
fucked up with this kid.
Because like stuff we've just skimmed over there is like them disappearing when it's sunny and like Jessica and stuff like that being like, they're never around. Their parents always pull them out of school on nice days.
True.
And then also seeing them all fucking mack on and suck each other off or whatever.
Yeah. Like something's going
on. And then Jessica is also like, they're real. They're not actually related, but it's disgusting. Makes me sick.
Yeah, it makes me want to
throw up. Or depending on like what kind of pervert Jessica is, maybe she's like, it's actually unreal that they can do that.
I wish I could do that, but too bad. Yeah. So.
Just looking at Jessica. What's wrong with you?
That's a fucking crazy thing to say.
Cool, but now I'm scared of you.
Yeah, I'm second guessing what's going on here.
I mean,
you're
definitely horned up. You're a teen, and you'll probably think back on that and be like, I wish I didn't say that.
Yeah.
And I also would just like to put in, I wish you didn't say that.
What about when we meet Jacob for the first time again?
Yeah.
Hey, Jacob, nice hair. Please cut it shorter. You look stupid.
Wow, you've grown your hair out, haven't you, huh?
Yeah.
Is it a cultural thing?
I hope you get muscly later. That's what I'll say to him.
I think I'd say to him, like, because, like, we would have a different childhood relationship with Jacob than Bella did, because he was clearly, like,
kind of, like, crushing on her.
The whole time. Us, we'd be like, hey, want to play some Nintendo 64?
Yeah, he'd be crushing on us. That's the Bella Swan experience.
He's been crushing on us, but it's not like we don't go for it.
Because I think the thing now we need to decide is, like, if we keep being like, no, but this happened to Bella, then we're going to get to the end of the movies and we're married to Edward because that happened to Bella.
Well, the Bella Swan experience is basically being in a love triangle.
Yeah.
Or in this situation, a love five angle.
Love four angle.
Love five angle with
us three
yeah. and Jacob and Edward. That's the bell songs we're choosing between a wolf man
and a vampire man. That's where we found ourselves. But the trick will be, because they both love us, the trick will be not losing them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They start off loving us. You know, Edward because he smells us, and Jacob because he has wrong memories from our time as kids. But now...
But we also learn about the animosity.
That's true, actually. And that does help Bella make the connections. Yeah. So here's the question. Would we make the connections?
So I'm like, okay.
I can't remember what the connections are, so I'm going to bravely say no.
Okay. Yeah. Edward, so we're about to get hit by, I think it's a van.
Yeah.
Awesome. A skidding van. And so Edward is like,
Jessica
runs...
driving the van?
No, it's someone else. Yeah. It's another kid that doesn't really get much screen time. No, it's not one of those kids. I like to think it's a kid trying to kill us.
You've wrecked biology!
We hate that
get
kid.
Get off the floor!
But yeah, so he runs pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like in a distance that no man should be able to cover very quickly. Yeah. And he stops him with his stops the van with his bare hand. And we're just like, well, that's kind of... fucked. Mm. He says, like, well, how'd you do it? He's like, I don't know, you're super strong. He's like, no, I'm not. You're like, you are very strong. He's like,
it's adrenaline. Or alternatively, I just pulled you out of the way.
Yeah. I'm like, that's confusing. Then
it's
we
weird to give
in...
us two options.
Yeah. You're gaslighting us wrong by giving us twice.
Gaslighting us, guys. And then we talk to
I'm
Jacob.
I'm like, red flag, brother. That's that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, so Jacob tells us about the longstanding animosity between the two families.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cullens,
we choose not
the Cullens
to care.
Are not allowed on the reservation. And I'm like, I guess that's fair. Yeah, I don't really question that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, point. What did they do to you?
Yeah, he's like, no, there's just animosity between the two families.
But why though? I'd be asking a lot of those questions.
In the past, and he would just be like, haha, don't be silly. Let's go for a dip in the beach or whatever. And he'd try, you know, he'd try and deflect.
Yeah, and I'd be like, Jacob, what's going on? I'm going home. You're not telling me something. It's weird. You're being weird.
Yeah. You've half told me something, which is even more annoying.
Yeah, we've got a truck to drive.
We can go do skids.
We're going to do that. We're going to, I don't know.
We're going to go do dollies in a car park,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck this bitch.
And it's this point that Bella does her own research and is like, yeah, it's a vampire.
I really love the image of like the three of us, three laptops on the one bed, and it's like, Vampires, fat tits.
You guys seen this? They're huge.
If it's us, it's like fat tits on vampires.
Wait a second. And they put a photo of Edward's face in front of fat titted vampire. Oh my God.
Hey guys, how cool is this?
Hey guys, I'm doing my nightly jerking off to big titted vampire porn, as is tradition. But do you reckon this big titted vampire kind of has the same skin color as all like the Cullens?
Oh my God.
That's hot, right? Do you reckon I could get him to cosplay as a vampire and fuck the shit out of me?
I think so.
Yeah. That's good.
Talk to him at school tomorrow.
Oh, I reckon I will.
I'm holding like a picture of Jacob's face in front of a big titted vampire, being like, this doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
On top of a wolf. Hang on.
Picture of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Figuring some stuff out right now. Yeah. Got a one.
I get the big the cat. Oh my God.
Big titted Sonic art enter. Yes. Give me that picture of Jacob again. And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Eventually, everybody must choose a Joel, and for you, that time is now. Head on over to sanspantsradio.com/shop and click on apparel to make your voice heard. Only you have the power to decide who your heart belongs to. Will you choose the handsome and charming Joel, or the charming and handsome Joel? Make your decision known and wear it with pride. If that isn't the Joel that you're looking for, there's always the other Joel. sanspantsradio.com/shop.
Well, yeah, this is point because we're going, all right, yeah. So there's animosity between Jacob and his family and the Cullens. That seems strange, but like whatever. Whatever. Maybe just like,
I just wouldn't. Small towns are fucked up. Yeah. Like that.
Maybe one of them hit them with a car and they're like angry.
Yeah.
Or some weird shit like that. I'll be like,
it doesn't have any bearing on me.
Yeah.
What?
There's no mystical bullshit happening here, right? There could not be a monster here.
I don't think I would ever assume vampires.
No, but I'd be looking at like, okay, so he was super fast.
Yeah.
And he could stop a van with his bare hand. Is he a Superman?
Yes, I think that is where
was
you
he
would
in
go.
The military?
Yeah, we don't know.
Did you, like, well, did he get experimented
on? Because like the thing is, we don't.
How many Captain America like comics have I read?
Well, you're you.
So well, then I would be. Yeah. Okay, but is he like a Captain America?
You werewolf by night?
I look. He's got a super. He's like a super.
That's not an unreasonable assumption.
I would say in real life, it's quite an unreasonable assumption. If I guess he is
he
fast
was so
as
fast.
Shit.
Yeah, what would you think though?
Like we're there with our laptops there. We've all looked at big titters and we're like, now close the laptops. All right. Now that we've done that and we're all thinking clear.
Yeah, we've got that post-com clarity.
Yeah.
Boys.
PCC.
What the fuck happened today? That kid
tried to hit us with a truck and no teacher intervened.
And that kid,
that's what I keep thinking.
Yeah, that fucking guy
upset them.
He tried to run.
I don't feel safe at school.
Well, yeah, no. We're gonna tell our dad, right? We're gonna plant some evidence in his van or something. Okay. Yeah,
like he's gonna take the baton to school.
Yeah, good. You take the baton. I'm gonna take the drugs. We'll put in the van.
Yeah. Let me hit the van.
So long as that kid's fine. Anyway,
yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that he. Edward ran like he was like 30, 40 feet away.
Yeah.
And he was on us in a split second. And he stopped the car with his hand.
I would absolutely second guess my joke. I would be like, maybe I saw it wrong.
Maybe I fell over.
He kept saying that like adrenaline, but then he changed. Then he said he pushed us out of the way. I know what I saw.
Well, okay, here would be the test of this.
I know, because doesn't he say, I pushed you out of the way, and Bella's like, no, you didn't. And he's like, adrenaline just fucked up your memory, basically.
Yeah. And then there's a handprint on the car.
Yeah, the handprint. I saw the handprint.
Yeah. But here's where the ultimate test of it is. When later on we're in the woods and we meet Edward, and we're like, something's different about you.
Yeah,
and
something's
he's like,
fucked up.
Say it. What do you say?
Hulk. Incredible Hulk.
Captain America. And then I pointed at him.
Which one are you again? How do I get out of these woods?
Yeah, say it. Who are you? I'm like, a Superman.
And he's like, no. Would he reveal himself?
If you were like, you're a superhero, right?
If you got it wrong, is he being like, no, I'm a vampire? Or is he like, yeah.
I'm
Spider-Man.
Yeah. I feel like you're a superhero. You're a Hulk. What are you saying to him?
Yeah.
At this point, we're just like, he's super fast. He stopped the van.
Well, if you two have said Superman and Hulk, I think I don't feel like I need to contribute.
We've covered both bases.
Yeah. I don't need to. I mean, like, you guys.
What would you say for what you said? If we had an interview, you say you're first.
Just, okay, I'm first. He's like,
say it.
Say it.
I would be like Edward Cullen.
No, you know what I am. I'm a.
I don't know. I would be scared I was about to be killed.
What am
I?
Serial killer.
And I'm like,
are you about to fucking cut me up? What's about to happen?
Oh my God.
And he's like,
you're a serial killing superhero Hulk, aren't you?
And then he's like, get on, Spider Monkey. And the three of us get on his back and he can't climb a tree anymore. And he climbs back down. He's like, maybe one at a time.
And then I'm like, so you are a Spider-Man.
Nothing you have shown me.
Yeah.
Makes me think vampire, Edward.
Currently, I'm like, As we're spider monkeying on his back, I lean over to Dusha and I'm like, I don't think he's a Hulk. He hasn't turned green.
He's not a Hulk. Right.
But maybe a Spider-Man.
I've mentally crossed that off the list. I'm open to Spider-Man still. No mask, though.
He hasn't not said he's going to kill us.
Yeah. I'm still thinking serial
so,
killer.
So, you know,
serial killer that drops us from a tree.
In our telepathic like conversation link that we're having, it's like, Hulk is off the table.
Spider-Man's on the table.
Spider-Man's telepathic link is just a Joel link. And I'm like, why are they letting this serial killer take us up this journey?
In Joel Link, it's like, okay, so superhero is there, crossing off Hulk. Spider-Man, we're circling.
Yeah.
Serial killer's likely. Over there.
Jack but what if had a he good
said,
idea.
What if he said vampire? What if he was like, no, I'm a vampire?
I'd be like,
What?
And then he was like, let me show you. And then he went into the sun and sparkled.
Don't like, vampires die in the sun is what I would say.
When he was like, I'll show you without a walk towards the sun, I'd be like, what are you about to do?
Is he going to fucking murder him?
Murder himself?
Imagine Twilight if he's like, let me show you. It just caught fire. Oh my God. Don't do that.
At that point, he's like, I spy. And I'd be like, I have read about vampires.
But only ones with fat tits, though.
Yeah.
Wrong, I guess.
Because then he would be like, well.
Sorry, Edward. How, you familiar I'll be Edward. With
yes.
Like the big titted vampire, Vampirella?
I don't watch television.
No, she's why? No, it's not a wait a second.
I don't have a TV. I only have Debussy CDs.
Sorry. No, hang on. We'll circle back. Wait. No, it's a comic book, but hang on. You don't watch TV?
No, I don't watch television.
Listen to Debussy CDs.
Hang on. If we're going to go out with you because you seem to like us, maybe?
What? That's moving a little quickly.
I'm just like, what's your perfect date?
So now you're our boyfriend.
Yeah, so now that you're our boyfriend.
We're exclusive, yeah. Edward. If I find out you're cheating on us, I'll hit you with a hammer. I'm toxic.
Just like you. Okay, so it's, all right. So you don't watch TV?
No, I don't watch television.
Hang on. Wait a second. Yeah. Does this conversation happen before Edward watches asleep, or does Bella wake up and think she's dreaming of Edward, but it turns out he was actually in her room?
I think they have this conversation first.
After.
So we wake up in our old bed, well, like, we all sleep together.
Yeah. We're like, good night. And then we go
everyone,
to sleep.
How good was our fat tit vampire jerk session?
It was awesome. It was probably top 10, I reckon.
Yeah. Fat tit vampire jerk that we do once or twice a day.
Yeah. Open our eyes in the middle of the night. Holy shit, there's a guy in the room. Panic.
Maybe we just had a dream.
Yeah, I don't think I would think anything was happening. I'd be like, I'm dreaming about that guy that thought I stunk today at school, and then I would move on.
Yeah. So again, he's enamored with us. He like absolutely adores us, and he's definitely in love with us. But like the moment he's like, yeah, don't watch. I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
You would be like, I don't watch television.
So what do you do for fun?
I listen to music.
Yeah,
music. And I read.
Read what? Like Vampirella?
No, I read.
I can give you a comic.
Literature. I read Shakespeare. Is what I read.
Vampirella can be literature.
I'm not saying it can't.
You sounded like it can't. You sounded like comics weren't really like
that. Is this the point we lose Joel Zammis? Is this the point that Edward Cullen's like, okay.
So you're Debussy. Wait, Debussy?
Yeah, Debussy.
Like the classical.
Any of the classical composers.
So anything modern?
No.
Nothing modern?
I don't.
Have you listened to anything
modern?
It's
not for me.
Have you heard of Radiohead?
So you've listened.
They're very famous.
What about, I don't know, like.
OK Computer.
Yeah.
Pitchfork gave it a 10.
This is not how I imagined this interaction going.
Airbag, great opener. Yeah. Goes straight into Paranoid Android. It's actually the alternative rock version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
There's lots of parts.
Do you like Bohemian Rhapsody?
Do you want to climb to the top of a
tree? No, we're having a conversation about likes. So what else do you like?
Have you read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Because Paranoid Android is actually a reference to Marvin the Depressed.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
You like sci-fi?
Not really.
Have you seen Blade Runner?
You like fantasy
I play baseball sometimes.
Oh!
Like, we could play ball.
We have to play it when Thunder is happening.
Thunder? Why?
Because otherwise it sounds really loud.
Have you heard
loud
of Imagine Dragons? They have a song about thunder.
No, I haven't heard about Imagine Dragons.
The Imagine Dragons don't exist yet, so don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go through the baseball thunder thing again.
Yeah. So when we hit the baseballs with our baseball bats, it's really loud, obviously.
Why?
And so, because we're incredibly strong.
So, but what does that do does it break the bat?
Yeah, it doesn't, they're reinforced.
It sounds loud. Is that?
But it's so loud, so we have to wait till this thunder. And I guess it's really difficult to time it right. Well, no, people think it's thunder is what happens.
So I've been to baseball games before, Edward.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the sound of a baseball cracking on a bat.
Well, have you ever thought, oh, I can hear vampires playing baseball?
Now that you mention it, I guess, yeah.
Well, no, you didn't think about it until I brought it up, did you?
Yeah.
And then at this point, I leap on his back with a stick to try and kill him because I still think he's a serial killer. And he just throws me into a tree or whatever.
Sorry about our friend, brother, who knows. Simpsons? You've ever watched any of The Simpsons?
I've never seen The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I've never seen
Futurama.
The Simpsons. No.
Have you seen
Dracula Dead and Loving It?
How
old are you?
I'm 17.
How long have you been 17 for?
Like 108 years ish. Yeah.
And you haven't watched TV. TV got invented.
You were around when that train came and attacked the audience at the cinema, yeah?
I wasn't in that
the
cinema.
Great train massacre of cinema.
Well, you could have been, yeah?
I could have been.
Wait, hang on, Lee. How old are you again?
108.
108. Were you in a war?
I've been in heaps of wars,
Did you go to the war?
Did I go to the war?
Like,
the war?
Yeah, well, like,
which war?
World War
II. All the wars.
Yeah, I was in most of the wars.
Did you fight in,
No, well, I became a vampire really young, so it just didn't really come.
You could have stopped a lot of.
I could have tried.
But you didn't?
I had other stuff going on.
What do you mean? You're really powerful, yeah?
Yeah, I'm starting to fall out of love with both.
I'm starting to be mad at you. So you're 108. So you
108.
Were 108. Sorry.
Yeah.
And you were around as a vampire.
Lift my arms and do like a little leg shake so my scent is around.
Oh yeah, no, you guys smell incredible.
Yeah, we're still
good. Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't stop any.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, I didn't kill Hitler. Okay.
I didn't love
the guy, but I didn't kill him.
Yeah, but you didn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, lots of people could have tried to kill him, and I'm just one of the number.
But they were human.
Yeah, yeah. There's plenty of other vampires as well. Be mad at them.
I am. There's more. So there's a lot of vampires.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of vampires in World War II.
Yeah. What do you want to do about it?
The fuck did you guys do? I want to impress upon you how disappointed I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With you and everyone
around
you. I'm
really upset that this mortal is
disappointed. This is a side conversation though, but the Volturi are in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't bode well for World War II.
I assume the vampires largely, they consider us dogs. Right. So they're like, it's just like dogs fight. It's like if two cats are fighting in your alleyway out the back of your house and you're like, I should have gotten involved.
Yeah, I sprayed the hose and that was it.
Yeah.
But I feel like that if those two cats are like 2,000 cats.
I'm staying out of it, dude. If there are 2,000 cats tearing each other apart in my alleyway, I'm calling the police and being like,
bring guns.
Fucking weed is happening in my alleyway.
Something wholly unprecedented is occurring.
Hello, the police? Have you had any fucked up calls about cats tonight?
Have you ever heard of such a thing as a cat war?
Officer, I think I'm going to need you to come to my house with lots of guns and maybe a grenade.
I think we need to get involved in a cat war, officer.
Some of the cats have got, I think, little mini zeppelins.
I don't know what the fuck is happening.
Maybe I left it in a grenade
or something, I don't know.
Officer, I can only describe this as a cat blitz.
There's like a cat full-on cat World War II happening out the back.
We need to stop this.
Yeah.
You had your own reasons. I guess as a human war, you don't want to. Okay, fine. I will.
It's just like if there was a cat war in your backyard.
Okay. but you listen to like human music.
Yes, I
and you
to
like
human music.
Are there vampire artists?
Not that I know of.
Huh. So you don't really have vampire culture?
Not really.
So you would just adopt human.
Well, there are
a couple
of different vampire rules. Yeah.
Rules, what are the rules?
Well, I mean, it's like a lot of stuff to explain.
Okay, but so you have rules, but no culture.
Yeah,
and so the art that you guys consume is our
art, by and large.
But
there's
art.
Not many vampires. Yeah.
Yeah. So okay.
Well, I mean, it depends on the vampire. Yeah.
Okay, and you and but your family don't.
Some of them might.
Might. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what? So you don't want to go to a movie.
Not,
so if we're like, hey, let's go to a movie.
If you wanted to go to a movie, I would go.
I want to go to a movie.
I want to go to a movie.
I'd do anything.
What's
for
your
you.
Ideal? What's your ideal date?
What's your opinions on movies? If we say we like movies, you.
I love movies. How do you feel about movies?
Well, I love that you love movies.
Okay. What is your ideal date?
We go to a field.
Yep. Okay.
And we lie.
I get hay fever.
And we lie amongst the flowers. We look into each other's eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I talk about how I want to be with you forever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Doing
what?
Well being what with mean? Us.
Just being in love. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but that's not a date, really.
That's just an idea.
That's a conversation.
Yeah. Well, and so I don't know.
I would have even taken pretty much anything.
Yeah.
That's an activity.
Yeah. So that's just like. Do you want to go hiking?
Well, we could go hiking.
You
yeah.
Like? Do you like hiking?
No. What do you want to do?
I
want to
do whatever you want
to
do.
I'm going to shoot myself, and you're going to be to blame.
Do you like hiking?
I like being outside. Sure.
Okay. Do you like? But okay. Okay. He doesn't like.
What hiking. I like is I like being around you.
Okay. And if I'm watching TV.
Then I'll watch you watch TV.
You're not going to watch the TV with me?
No.
See, I like watching TV and then talking about what we just saw.
Well, are you going to pay attention? I could teach myself to do that. We have thousands of years to figure it out. Well, no, I do.
I think at this point, the Ballast One experience for me is also that I tap out.
This is when you call
it. Yeah.
Thanks a bunch, Edward. You have a really good life.
I'm probably going to go date Jessica or something. She at least seems a bit unhinged, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
You seem boring and also like you will kill me.
Yeah, I know what.
So
like...
my last moments won't be fun and then murdered. I'll be like. Oh, you still love me. Yeah, cool.
Like, look, Mike, Jacob, yeah. Angela, any of these much better options. Also more age appropriate.
Yeah.
So you're 100 and...
I'm 108.
And you... Sorry.
So you're 17, but you're 108.
I'm 17, yeah, but
mentally?
I have lived 108 years.
Like maturity, so you've... Are you...
Oh, asking someone if... Yeah, it's kind of hard to ask someone, are you mentally 17? Yeah, if someone said, hey, Joel, you're mentally 30, I'd be like...
You're rude. Question.
Fuck you.
So 100... So
are you fighting? Are we? Yeah.
So 108.
Trying
so
to pick a fight? So I'll hit you.
So you've had many, I guess... partners before.
No,
yeah.
I've never felt this way before.
So you've never felt this.
Are you a virgin?
I like to think at this point I've come to against the tree and I've run up and tried to hit him with a log, but he just throws me down a hill. Well, I've never I don't like to talk about that. I'm old fashioned, I guess.
So you've never he's never fucked.
You know what do you mean you're old fashioned?
Like,
you have been 17 for 100 years.
Yeah.
You can't be old-fashioned because you've constantly been living as 17. That doesn't make fucking sense.
Do you know how to finger me?
I could learn.
Are you old-fashioned or not? I stick to your morals, Edward.
I can learn.
Hey, babe, I'd love if you fingered me right now. Well, I don't know how to do that, but I could learn.
I could learn. That's what you want to hear from your future parable. I could learn.
I could learn.
So you don't know how to... Have you ever... I make the jerk off motion. Do you know how to?
Have you come?
Do you know what?
I can come, but I've never come.
That is alarming. You've never had a wet dream?
No, I have heaps of that.
Wait,
but
you don't
sleep? So no.
You're just walking around.
another
wet dream.
I'm going to hell.
Well, what is, I guess, Edward's... I guess sexual education, like sex education, because...
Well, no, it would be...
I guess it's 17 over and over again, so I guess you'd be getting quite a lot.
He knows how to be safe.
Yeah,
but that's crazy because Edward learned the pull-out method for ages and then contraceptives, he's been through it all.
And then he knocks up Bella like that.
Like
so,
that,
you know.
Clearly
wasn't listening.
Yeah.
But also, I guess Carlisle would be like, whatever you do, don't fuck a human.
You fuck a human, you will paste them, okay? It's not going to be pretty, dude.
It's like fucking. Don't fuck a human woman. Like, hey, Edward, we need to have the talk. Don't fuck a human. It's like fucking a sandwich. You'll wreck it.
Okay. It won't be recognizable as a sandwich anymore.
Not only will you ruin the sandwich, but you're not going to want to eat it afterwards either.
You might never want to eat a sandwich again.
Just saying. Okay.
So don't fuck a person.
Here's the rules. Don't fuck people. Okay. Uh-huh. We got to move past this forest conversation, but let's say that it took up so much of the movie that we're at the end.
Well, I've realized that what happens now, though, is like For me personally, and I know we're doing this together, but for me personally...
No, I think this is the point where we all split off. I think you're right. Yeah.
For me personally, I'm like, okay, well, I hate this man.
Yeah.
What is going to happen in my future is like, I guess he... I'm still jumping off cliffs for some reason. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm not.
No. side Joelbar here.
Yeah.
Hey, so this guy, boring as shit. Anytime we're like, what do you want to do? He's always, what do you want to do?
Mm.
He seems
boring
to have...
as shit, but also somehow a psycho at the same time.
Yeah.
Usually psycho energy at least gives a person an edge, but this guy really truly sucks.
I know. If I'm like, hey, do you want to go hiking? And he's like, whatever you want to do, babe. That's really fucking annoying. If he had said, yeah, let's go hunting, I'd be like, that's fucked up. Mm. Oh, but he didn't.
Like, yeah.
He did.
Do I get a gun? No.
No.
What are we hunting?
Who are we hunting? Right? At least that's scary. Yeah. This guy's boring as shit. He's a wet fucker.
Also, Jacob won't stop talking to me, and I hate looking at him.
Don't worry. Our next movie, he cuts his hair, and he grows like to be 6'7".
You guys leave, and I finally wake up, and it's just me and Edward, I guess. And he's like, do you want to climb a tree? And I'm like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, Edward, once tried to attack you, and I full on think you're a serial killer. So,
yeah. Look, Edward, it's been nice, but here are the Joels tapping out. I don't know if you've heard this before, but you are a very boring man who might kill me. I don't know.
And with that, the lamb said, "Fuck off" to the lion.
Joel's out.
You fucking suck, dude.
Like, you sound like the fuck.
Smack you later, bro.
Yeah, when you see me at school tomorrow, don't.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone is enamored with this.
I somehow
sisters are kind of hot, though. Yeah. What are they up to?
What is Emmett? They're all in
long-term vampire relationships.
Yeah. But is Emmett and...
Follow-up question. Sisters are kind of hot, though, but are they fucking their brothers?
No, it's cool because we're vampires.
That wasn't no, and therefore I am now disgusted.
Yeah, I was going to ask it back. If Emmett and I think it's Rosaline, are they in an open relationship?
You're welcome to give it a crack.
Okay.
That's a fucked up thing to say.
Yeah, especially about your brother, dude.
You asked.
I did. I'm just saying, Emmett's very hunky.
That's what people say.
Babe. Looks like a rat.
I like to imagine somehow I've heard that I could get turned into a sexual paste. So I've become enamored with Edward. And then he leaves because he's like, I don't want Jackson to get involved in all this. And I become depressed because I'm like, he was going to fuck me so hard.
I was going to get fucked to death. I would have gone to heaven as a hero.
Yeah, he would have fucked me so hard that with one thrust, he compresses my spine. Dude, can you imagine sick. That?
St. Peter would have high-fived me on the way in.
Jackson, I don't know.
Jackson Bailey. Holy shit, dude.
The guy that got fucked at that job.
You've been dead for 10 minutes and you're already famous as hell up here. Jesus Christ wants to meet you.
Whoa! I don't know, Jack. He says he's going to fuck us to death, but honestly, he doesn't even know how to finger us.
It's just so funny to imagine that scene with Bella where like the camera pans around and she's depressed and it's me, but occasionally you just open the door to my room and you're like, this is a stupid reason to be sad.
I want to die fucking.
I want to be fucked so hard I become like a passata. Okay?
You know when you see roadkill on the road, but it's been run over like 100 to 200 times, it's mostly just the equivalent, I guess, of like jam. Yeah. That could be
you
me.
Know you see roadkill and it's like, say, a possum with like a tire mark through it. Imagine that's me, but it's a cock mark. Jackson, what are you saying? You're saying you want to slam his dick on you so hard it kills you?
I don't even know what I'm saying. I just know that I need this boy to kill me.
Are you the roadrunner or the road?
Okay, I just need it to happen, and he's disappeared for some reason.
Yeah, because I think he's... If you're around, maybe...
We have not become friends with Alice, which means we don't get this vision, which means that Edward dies.
Yeah.
He never comes back, and I'm so sad.
Well, he doesn't run away. Has James tried to kill us?
No, no, we didn't really
we missed
that
all of that.
That thing to...
Yeah. So he hasn't run away to
I'm just in a relationship with Edward, I guess.
Yeah. When can we fuck Edward? Hey, Edward, what's the plans to fuck me to
death? Hey, Edward, I'm just filling in my calendar for the coming year. When would you say the fucking me into a paste bit is happening? Just so I can have all my stuff written down so I know what's coming in the year, obviously.
Well, if we've avoided all that, because there's three vampires roaming around eating people, and that's everyone thinking, maybe I'll be, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I guess that's still a thing.
And well, okay, well, here's the question. Jacob wants to spend time with you. He's become hunky. It's the next year.
Okay.
Are you two hanging out with Jacob? Yeah. He's like, hey, do you want to fix up some dirt bikes in the old shed?
Yes, I do, because Christ Almighty Jackson won't stop wailing. Paste me! He just wants to be pasted so much.
And then Jacob
sees... I want to die by this!
Jacob sees you two and imprints on the sperms in your balls. Jacob's like, for some reason,
when we go home and jerk off the big-titted big-titted vampire porn,
Jacob loses interest in you.
Wonder what it was.
You guys were so attractive for like a day. I don't know. Should we keep doing these dirt bikes?
It's just real. No. Comes into our house one day and just sees a stain and is like,
oh my God, my wife.
Jacob marries a tissue.
Jacob, what are you doing with my sock? Jacob, get back! No, that's my sock. That's my good sock.
Don't touch it for some reason.
Oh, he's taking my good
sock. Why is he stealing the sock? I've come in there.
He took my favorite sock that I love to come in.
Why is his sock my wife? His what? What?
I hate this town.
Fuck for. Lost my favorite sock and a boy didn't kill me with his dick. What even is the fucking point?
Okay, well then let's assume that obviously Jacob's lost interest in you because you cummed his wife out. You cummed his wife into the trash. She's gone.
He's married a sock.
But it's Jacob, Edward, and me.
Oh,
are still...
it's like a puppy with his favorite toy.
Yeah, but
occasionally we like go around, like look over. There's like a wolf playing with a sock, and you're like, "That's my favorite sock, you piece of shit."
Hey, Jacob, piece of shit. No offense, you know there's gum in there, yeah. Don't talk about my wife.
He's like that. That actually makes a lot of sense. That's fucking very strange to say.
And his nose just like deep in it.
Yeah, that's full and fucked up, Jacob. I don't know if I want to be friends with you anymore. Okay, then. Bella's family presumably, Edward's family presumably loathe me, but they make do.
They make you, what kind of feast?
Jackson Bailey. They just get McDonald's.
English?
We got you a Big Mac.
Edward, I love your family.
So is tonight the night, Edward? Sorry, is this you whining, dining me? I'm ready.
Big Mac. You can do it at any time. Mid bite of the Big Mac. I don't give a shit, son. And then Edward, I guess, is like, Jackson, I've been trying to get a word in for a while.
Yes.
Okay. I start unzipping. Like, he's like, no. I'm old fashioned. We need to be married. Okay.
Whatever, dude. It's death to us part or whatever.
Whatever you gotta fucking decide, whatever you need to do, dude, to paste me up with your dick. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not
also,
fussed.
Also, I'm not fussed about wedding till death do us part. Like, yeah. One fuck, that's it, whatever.
It's good.
That actually works out fine for me, dude.
Maybe turn me into a vampire, I think, was some of my motivation for a while. But honestly,
it's mostly the pacing. And then I call you guys up and I'm like, guess who's getting married? And you're like, you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Why
yes,
you,
I am.
Do you love him?
No.
Not at all.
Yes, I really do. Yeah.
He's going to put a baby in me.
Has he said that at this point he can't read our thoughts?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's probably good that he can't, to be honest. Does he think you love him?
I think he's like, I can't read your thoughts, and he thinks it's because I'm special, but he's like, occasionally I can't. I just don't think you're having many.
You'd be right.
I have about one a minute.
Most of them involve
read
pasting.
For longer. Okay.
Mickey the Rat? What?
What the fuck's under Mickey Mouse's big pants?
Good question.
Does he got human hands under those gloves?
Hey, rats have huge balls.
Where's is that what's Mickey's? In Mickey's big pants?
Does he have big rat balls?
But then it fades away as the thought disappears. Won't be another one for a full minute.
Hope you enjoyed that one.
Well, you must really love me. Can't read any of his
thoughts. Can't read any of his thoughts. He's in denial. Everyone's in denial. Yeah.
Okay, so when are you getting married, I guess?
After graduation, dude.
Well, no, because Bella says after graduation.
Oh, that's true.
Because Edward wants to get married straight away.
Awesome. Tonight.
Right now.
What?
Yeah. Maybe you just chuck on a suit or whatever. Yeah. Just come as you are.
Yeah, whatever.
I guess we'll
I've
come.
Been on a run. Yeah, just run here.
It's a marriage of convenience, and the convenience is that I'm going to get fucked to death, okay? We rock up in our truck.
Congratulations.
You getting married?
Yeah.
You want a bucks?
Sure, dude. Do what you like.
But the wedding's now, right?
Yeah. So no.
So no bucks.
Yeah, I guess.
You have a box at my funeral. Oh, yeah. It's crazy that we know that this ends in death.
He's going to...
Yeah.
Carlo, are you? Hey, is everyone? Yeah. I just look around.
They're all fucking panicking because the wedding was this sudden as well. They're having the same conversation with Edward. Alice... They're like, are you sure you're doing this for the right reason?
Alice is just having a vision of, oh, no.
He is confided in
that
each of us.
Boy's going to get pasted.
Why is he smiling?
He's loving it.
This is like visions of you just getting pasted by the big grin. Yeah. And she's like, I guess they have a good night.
Alice just throws up.
Alice, it's going to be good.
Yeah. You just look at Alice, you see her eyes wide, and then she just throws up. And then you just give her a thumbs up. Yeah! That's what I like to see.
I reckon it's going to be good. It's going to be good, Edward. Can you see that? Your sister's freaking out. Let's do it. And I don't think he's taking me on a honeymoon.
Well, Edward would read Alice's mind, and he's like, well, I'm not doing that. You might not get pasted because he sees you getting pasted and doesn't want to hurt you.
Oh,
don't make me a vampire.
But your soul.
Well, then.
What soul? You've seen my thoughts.
Dude, there's nothing good in this. And then Jacob, because I have the sperm too. And I've been saving up, so it's still in there.
Oh, that's right. So I guess, yeah.
No. So he's like, stop. I thought I loved this sock, but I actually love you.
Who are you?
I'm Jacob, your childhood friend.
Oh, my God. I've really one thing on my mind for the last ages, Jacob.
Look
so
how
like,
jacked he is, though.
He's become very attractive.
Yeah.
Jacob, how can I interest you? You may need to also get married to Edward. But if I could get sort of, I remember an urban legend once about two trucks crashing into each other face first. And then when they peeled the trucks apart, there was a little car inside. Do you think you could do that to me?
What? we know that Jacob's a wolf man at this point?
No, I'm so horned up. I'm just inviting you with none of that knowledge.
Jacob, I want to die tonight. And I need you to help. I want to be that little car in that
Two trucks had a head-on collision.
Yeah.
A car was in between them.
Yeah.
And they had to peel the trucks away to reveal the car. I will be that car. You are the two trucks.
Except imagine that little car, Jacob, but that little car is smiling.
It's so... You know, he is a vampire and he will turn me into paste.
Yeah.
At this point, he might reveal, but I'm a werewolf.
Yeah.
Which might...
Whoa!
Might entice you further,
yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, that's awesome, Jacob, because I just thought you were a hot guy.
So my day could not get any better.
Edward!
You telling me...
Can we get three-way married?
Are you telling
Well, no, now you've got a problem because Jacob's in the Cullen house.
Oh, fuck.
A fight maybe breaks out.
Yeah.
Jacob, Edward, I won't... I won't marry you... Unless you do... Okay, so there's an urban legend.
Edward.
About two trucks that collided head on. I need that situation to happen to my body or I won't get married, okay? Mm. It's just a fantasy.
Come on.
And he loves me enough, he'll do it.
Yeah.
And then it's the honeymoon.
Yeah.
And the last day on Earth for Jackson Bailey.
And as your cum collides with Edward's cum, while Jacob is also ramming you, yeah. looks down as that those
as that cum
just,
hits the mattress.
Those two cums just hit and mingle and make some mutant.
He's like,
hybrid.
Oh wait, that's the fucking baby. That's I don't want to fuck this guy.
I'm fucking this guy. Would I want to fuck that?
Yeah.
And then he turns into a wolf, or maybe was a wolf.
Yeah.
And rolls around in the bed sheets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As
I become truly
as
pasted.
Your head and your ass meet in the middle.
I become a sort of disc of man.
A loud pop as your spine explodes. Yep. And the last thing that you remember is feeling the happiest you've ever been.
The Cullens return my cylinder in a coffee tin to the two of you. Yeah. I hear his last days were happy ones.
Yeah.
And
the little cylinder with a big smiley face on it.
Yeah.
He's like, did he? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He lived his dream. Some dreams are too big for living.
Yeah, he's a little car, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, we're stuck in Forks.
Fuck Forks.
It sucks.
I fucking hate Forks.
Yeah. At least you don't have to deal with that at all.
Yeah. That's well,
but there's still vampires. There's werewolves. All that fucking bullshit.
Joel Swan. You know what that is?
Not our problem.
It's not my problem.
In many ways, you got rid of three problems in one. Edward Cullen, who's so remorseful upon my death that he jumps in the sun. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, he goes to Italy again.
Yeah, he does the Italy. Yeah.
He doesn't need to live anymore because his love of his life is paid.
Jacob he's got my cum on the mattress. He's happy.
He's got a sock and a ruined sheet.
Yeah. He's never been happier.
I'm a cylinder on your fucking windowsill. Yeah. Never have to worry about me again.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I went out happy.
Yeah, I think we did a good job. We sorted out we had less hassles than Bella.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think I ended up happier than her too, to be honest.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Aloe maybe gets
Aloe gets in the news. He's like, that's the Volturi. Like, what happened? excuse me. Huh.
We need to stop the Cullens. I'm going to do that whole planting of evidence.
They've
clearly done something wrong. We get Alice on our team. I don't know for what our purpose is, but that's pretty good.
Hey, Alice, would you like to leave this fucking town with us? Because I have a feeling everything, like, if someone dropped a bomb on Forks after that, I wouldn't be shocked.
Do we want to hang, but like, look, do we want to bring Alice?
No, just you two getting them.
Like, look.
She is a vampire.
Yeah. She's got vampire bullshit happening as well. We know about
vampires.
Hey, lovely
to meet you, Alice. Great ceremony. Yeah. Yeah. We're out of here.
We know about vampires. The
thanks, Dad. I tried out Forks. Actually, Florida rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Volturi.
Florida has spring break.
Yeah.
What's like, you got? Spring break or the soup festival?
Soup festival.
Coming back for that ham soup.
But he did say he's a vampire. Now the Volturi know that we know that they're vampires.
Well, that's okay. They'll probably just, if they fucking turn us into a vampire.
Might turn into a fucking vampire.
Alice.
They're going to turn into a fucking vampire.
Alice, can you see the future? Are we in trouble?
Alice, you gotta let us know.
You gotta let the
Joel know. Are we in trouble? Are they gonna kill us, or do we have to be vampires?
Also, are you feeling better after all of that made you very sick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sorry you had to see that.
I'm glad we didn't.
The Volturi they're taking some time off. Yeah.
So are they gonna kill us?
I don't think so. I think,
maybe they would have been, honestly, in that situation, because they're killing Edward because Edward's going to commit suicide.
Yeah. It's true.
Out of shame.
Yeah.
They might be happier just with that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Are they killing Jacob?
What's he done?
He's a man.
He was there when that all happened.
Yeah.
Because he's a wolf.
They only kill if like people know the truth. Yeah.
And the werewolves already know that they're vampires.
And we only know about the vampires because of Edward, who has been killed.
Yeah.
You're probably
either killed or you become vampires yourselves.
Yeah.
God, I hope we get killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alice, like, if you don't become vampires,
please just shoot us with a gun.
If you don't become vampires, they will kill you. Mm. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's
all right. Okay. When?
Yeah. Soon?
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 How soon? Like soon,
can we bump it up?
Yeah.
What are you doing right now?
Well, wait. There's Disneyland in Florida, yeah.
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 Can we go to Disneyland?
Give us one day.
and then you can...
Yeah. One magical day in Disneyland for the
Joel. Also die with a smile on our face. At least we went on Space Mountain.
Yeah, I'm going to stand up in Space Mountain.
Yeah, get them before they can get you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll get on the news.
Alice is like sitting at home and then she has just the vision throws up again.
Why did they do this? Like, we were a fucked up town, but they made it so much worse. Things were fine before the
Alice
plumbing
is boys considering
came along.
Going to Italy now too.
We just send the colors to Italy, and then no more vampires and Forks.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty good.
You're welcome, Forks.
You're welcome.
You fucked up town, but we fixed it.
Yeah, we sorted it out.
Yeah,
yeah.
So how would we survive the Bella Swan experience? We wouldn't, but we did it better somehow.
Yeah, we wouldn't, but we're happy about. Yeah. Not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for the best, is what everyone would say. And on that note. I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And this has been the final part of our Plum Light miniseries, which, as you can probably tell, was all recorded all at once. Mm-hmm. We've spoken about Twilight for nearly 7 hours today. It's been a big day.
It's been a big one, yeah.
Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next week with presumably another fucked up idea.
It's not going to get better from here, okay?
And with that, the lion fucked the lamb to death.
Which really brings us to the point that maybe they shouldn't have.
Maybe we were right in the first place.
The lion and the wolf fucked the lamb to death.
The metaphor becomes a little confused.
Yeah.
Well, that's been Plum Light.
Yeah.
Have anything more to add for today's important question? Just email us at dearplumbingthedeathstar@gmail.com and we'll make sure we circle back and do some addendum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.